cold weather can really affect our bodies, even if it doesn't seem that cold outside. A recent experiment showed how living in a cold home can be bad for our health. The experiment was done at 10 degrees Celsius, which is the average temperature in homes that don't have heating because people can't afford it. Even at this temperature, our heart, lungs, and brain can be seriously affected. The experiment was done in a special room where scientists could control the temperature, humidity, and oxygen levels. The person taking part in the experiment was connected to monitors to keep track of their body temperature, heart rate, and blood pressure. As the temperature dropped from a comfortable 21 degrees Celsius to 10 degrees Celsius, the body started to react. Sweating stopped, hairs stood up to keep warm, and blood vessels in the hands got smaller to keep the important organs warm. The effects of cold weather on the body were also shown by the person's muscles shaking and changes in blood flow to the brain. The brain didn't get as much oxygen and glucose, which made it harder to think clearly. But the body's main goal of keeping warm stayed the same, even though it had to work harder. The heart had to pump harder to keep warm blood flowing, and blood pressure went up, which can be dangerous for the heart. It's really important to know that cold weather can be dangerous. In fact, it's more dangerous than hot weather. Cold weather also makes it easier for viruses, like the flu, to spread, and it increases the risk of getting infections like pneumonia. When we're indoors with the windows closed and no fresh air, it's easier for viruses to spread. Cold air also weakens our immune system in our nose, which makes it easier for viruses to grow. To protect ourselves from the effects of cold weather, we should wear warm clothes, like woolly clothes. It's more important to wear gloves and warm socks than a hat, but a hat can also help. Eating foods with lots of carbohydrates can help keep us warm, and staying active instead of sitting still can also help. Overall, it's really important to know how cold weather affects our bodies and take the right steps to stay healthy.